Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the fourth week in Advent Friday. Our scripture reading comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 12 through 22. For our boast is this, the testimony of our conscience, that we behaved in the world with simplicity and godly sincerity, not by earthly wisdom, but by the grace of God, and supremely so toward you. For we are not writing to you anything other than what you read and understand, and I hope you will fully understand, just as you did partially understand us, that on the day of our Lord Jesus, you will boast of us as we will boast of you. Because I was sure of this, I wanted to come to you first, so that you might have a second experience of grace. I wanted to visit you on my way to Macedonia, and to come back to you from Macedonia, and have you send me on my way to Judea. Was I vacillating when I wanted to do this? Do I make my plans according to the flesh, ready to say yes, yes, and no, no at the same time? As surely as God is faithful, our word to you has not been yes and no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, whom we proclaimed among you, Silvanus and Timothy and I, was not yes and no, but in him it is always yes. For all the promises of God find their yes in him. That is why it is through him that we utter our amen to God for his glory. And it is God who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us, and who has also put his seal on us and given us his Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. Our scripture lesson comes from John chapter 1, verse 26. Among you stands one whom you do not know. When John says here, among you stands one whom you do not know, he means to say, do not direct your eyes too far into the future. He of whom the prophets have spoken has already been among the Jewish people for 30 years. Take heed and do not let him go. You do not know him, and I have come to you to show him to you. When John says, among you stands one, he is following the manner of Scripture which says, a prophet will arise or appear from Deuteronomy 13:1. Similarly, we are told in Matthew that false prophets will arise or appear or come forth. God also says to Israel, the Lord God will raise up for you a prophet from among you, from your brethren. That's Deuteronomy 18:15. It is John's office to determine that such establishment, appearance, arising, and awakening has been fulfilled in Christ. He has already come forth in the midst of their brethren as God has promised, and they know it not. It is also part of John's office as an evangelical preacher to comfort men by showing them how to get rid of their sins. This he does by pointing them to Christ, the coming Savior. Let us pray. Open our hearts by your Holy Spirit, O Lord, so that we are at all times fully awake to the completed work of our Savior and find our full salvation therein. Amen. Merry Christmas from Luther for the Busy Man. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of this devotional. The Luther for the Busy Man podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Visit lutherforthebusyman.org to receive each day's devotion in your inbox. And go to flbc.edu for the latest from the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary. Start here, go anywhere, grounded in God's Word.